Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Chris the Media Man. Welcome to episode number 8 of Survivor David vs. Goliath Recap right here on Everything Marvel TV. So, here we are at episode number 8. I think it was about 13, technically. I'm not sure. I think we're about a month and a week away, at least, until finale. I can't believe finale's around the corner. I'm not even sure when the finale date. I don't know if they've confirmed it when it's going to be wrapping up for the season. We don't know yet. But probably we'll know very soon. We just don't know right now at this moment when it will be. And I'm curious to find out who's going to win this season. Especially because I'm looking forward to actually seeing who wins this season. Who will win Survivor this season especially. Right now I can say probably more likely up in the air. It is very much up in the air right now on who is going to win. Don't really know who at this point will win Survivor. We just do not know we don't really know yet. And no, there's no confirmation for a finale yet. I just look on the computer here and it says no date yet. So it's to be determined. I guess by December 1st we should know, or by December 5th, which is my birthday, we'll be doing a podcast the day right after the December 5th episode. So that's going to be kind of weird. Just do a birthday edition of this podcast. But it's really up in the air because I don't know who will win. It's just, this episode was crazy. I was actually yelling at the TV today. Well, because I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was streaming last night for the first time in a long time. It was good. It was a good stream up to some technical issues with Twitch. Because I don't think my computer is a Twitch or a streaming computer anymore. It is not working good. But anyways, I was yelling at the TV today. I was like, and I think I'm definitely going to call this episode where it was the idol. It was home to all the idol plays this episode. I was like, wow. Like, so many idols are being played this season. I just can't believe it. Because now, actually, I can wipe it off finger. Probably not a good idea to wipe it off of my finger, but we're down to one idol. So Dan actually has one idol at this point. And there is a idol nullifier, which would be Nick. And then there was another. There's the. We're going to talk about the. What do you call it? What is it? It's another advantage in the game as well. It is, I think it's the extra vote. We're going to also talk about that today too on this podcast. A lot of advantages happening. I guess they're just trying to wait until all the idols are out of play, which there is only technically only one idol left, and that would be Dan's idol that is still in play. We have one idol that is left in play right now. We had three, now we're down to two, one. So we're scraping the bottom of the barrel with that. So Angelina obviously was the whole aftermath of the entire episode of Survivor last week, kind of Angelina dealing with everything that's going on. So it's a lot of the aftermath of what was going on with that. Wow, Angelina really blew her game up there. And I think after last week's episode, she is pretty much a threat now at this point. She is definitely a big potential threat in this game at this point, because she blew up her game. Like, she told secrets. She told, you know, like, Elizabeth kind of spilled the beans and stuff as well. So it was a lot of the secrets within the tribe, or the merged tribe, was pretty well broken out this episode. So it was crazy. It was a crazy start to the episode. Obviously, it was really, really crazy to think that it was a crazy start. It was indeed a very crazy start to the next episode of Survivor. It was really insane to watch this happen. So Nancy Angelina, you know, kind of came up short. She was working the jury, so everything that Angelina said was to, obviously, you know, she wanted to make sure she gets her vote in the jury later on, which I don't know if she will at this point. I don't know if it's possible or it's going to happen. Who knows what will happen down the road, because we do not know what will happen down the road with Angelina, because will she even be there next week? Who knows, right? But we'll get into more into that as we get on, get further into this podcast. But her game is blown up pretty much, and she's trying to work the jury. So obviously jury management, which is really, really important in the game of Survivor, same with Big Brother. The jury management is very, 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 very important. Especially, you gotta manage the jury, you gotta make sure, you know, you're gonna get the votes in the end, obviously. So we know that. We gotta work the votes towards this part of the game. Excuse me. So, she is definitely working the jury. First opportunity he gets, she's gone. So obviously they are targeting, or he is targeting Angelina at this point as well. She is targeting Angelina at this point, and she will be next to go. Kristen said to Mike, she blew herself up, which is true. She did. Everything that she said last week was, it was crazy last week. And it's already crazy this week as well. It's like so crazy to watch this season already. So, Mike and Kristen were talking. Kristen said to Mike, she is, the strike force of, the strike force of six is good. So obviously they're saying the Alliance is good, they're good to go. And then also talking about Mike was talking about their primary goal is to get out Goliath at this point. So obviously they are sticking together, I guess, whoever is not a Goliath, because there is, I think, three Davids and three Goliaths or something. I guess whoever is not in their alliance, then I guess they will be sticking together. But anyone outside that alliance will be probably the next one to be targeted and voted out of the game and to join the jury. So Mike said it's like, you know, Gabby is not into this alliance, going off at the Goliaths, and then obviously saying the Goliaths will turn on us. And then Christian said Gabby is emotional at times. True, we've seen her emotional at times. And then they saw a bunch of the castaways, I believe it was Nick and Davey, saw a blue symbol in the woods there. So obviously we know that usually is where the idols are hidden, or advantages at this point, because I don't think that idols aren't as popular. Well, they're still popular, but I mean, there is more advantages. There is advantages that go into the mix of the idols as well. So not just idols that are up there, but it will be advantages. And I'm sure we're going to still see a lot of more advantages down the road. There will be tons more advantages down the road that we'll see. And I think we're probably going to go about one idol per use. I guess they'll have one idol out there somewhere. There'll be an idol, and then they'll be only down to one idol. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe they'll be stacking the deck with a couple more idols down the road. We don't know. Like, we don't know what they have planned and what is planned for the remainder of this actual season in the game as well. So, also talking about who was it, Nick and DB are talking about they are down in numbers, they're in trouble, they have to find an idol. And then also, they found a design on a parchment. As you know, they use a lot of parchments on Survivor, and it's used a lot. And then the clue was palm trees sticking out of the cliff, which I'm sure there was a bunch of them at least one tree that is sticking out of the cliff that they can see. They found the tree sticking out of the cliff. Obviously, Carl came and they walked, so pretending that they weren't, doing anything that looks suspicious, looking for an idol. And then Nick revealed to Davey he has an idol nullifier, so there's one. Nick has the idol nullifier at this point. And then obviously Nick, Davey, and Carl, got the steal clue, so obviously they now have the, sorry, not, sorry, steal a vote. They get the vote. They get to steal someone else's vote. I think, is it steal a vote or is it, oh, what was it? Is it steal a vote or is it steal, or is it, I think it's extra vote. I think they get an extra vote, if they wish to, you know, use an extra vote, obviously. But it's a vote stealer. Okay, so it is a vote stealer. I just looked back at the Wikipedia for Survivor here and it said they are a vote stealer. So they will steal a vote. They will steal a vote from one of the other castaways. So that's how it's going to work. So that'll be handy to have. We've seen it happen before. And I think they've had the extra vote. Because I remember one year someone said there's an extra vote. I just counted all the votes. There's so many of us here. And then there's one extra vote. So someone has an extra vote. So it has happened where they've had the extra vote before. So, okay. And then, where was I staying here? And then the reward challenge, they will be divided into two teams of six. They will hold on a sandbag over their heads that will hold the water in a trough. So if they let go of the trough, they will, you know, they will be out and they will not be victorious and they will not win reward. The reward is pizza. There is all their meats. There's a vegetarian pizza for them. There'll be a dozen of them left at the camp, back at camp for them. And then they will also get to actually swap out where they can actually, you know, where they can give a bag to someone else. But they have to have one bag, obviously. They can give one of their bags to someone else to hold. They can get it back later on as well. So they can do that. And then, obviously, every 15 minutes, they will, you know, someone will be dropping out. So eventually there'll be one person left eventually if it goes that far. So Gabby is captain. She has Christian, Allison, John, Alec, and Nick. And Mike has Carl, Kara, Davey, Dan, and Angelina. And of course, Mike and Gabby are captains, so they can pass it around, obviously. So Gabby and Angelina were to opt out after the 15 minutes. John and Nick they opted out, and then they can, you know, and then Mike with the heaviest bag. So Mike, I think, had the heaviest bag of them all, and then Christian dropped, Carl dropped out, and then Carl can hardly, you know, hold his arm up. And then Alex was gave one of the bags to someone else as well. Alec gave it to someone else. Davey gave it to Dan. Purple was struggling to hold his arm up. Mike gave up his bag. So Purple won the reward. So Jeff said winning, meaning this reward challenge, will it be an advantage in the next meeting challenge? Probably. And also when Jeff told Purple he got nothing for you, like someone said it, and I think it was Dan that said it. I said I don't have anything for you either, Jeff. And then just like, I've been waiting for that, to hear that for a long time. Of course, Jeff making his little comments like usual. Angelina said, Dan is coming out as cocky. So obviously she's referring that Dan is acting like he is, you know, he knows everything. He's being really cocky. He feels comfortable in this game, I guess. I think Dan does feel comfortable in this game, and I just don't know how long it's going to be until they're going to start targeting him. So if they don't get Dan out now, that's going to be a bit of trouble. If they do not get Dan out now, he's going to go sailing right to the end of this game as well. So he will be definitely not in this game much longer if he does not, you know, if they don't get him out now. I don't know. That's a good question. Why they've not yet, you know, got him out at this point. I just don't know why he's not, you know, he's not out yet. They've targeted him before, but then I just don't know why they haven't targeted him since. And now it seems like the target is on Christian a bit too on this episode as well. He is definitely being the target. So, and then also Mike said he was You know, he's obviously in his new alliance of six. Obviously, the three Goliaths and the three Davids or whatever. And then also, I think there was another alliance. He said something about the Goliaths as well. He might want to stick with them. Also, they want to, if they can get out Christian, you know, they can, if they could do it, you know, like, he's thinking maybe it's best we get out Christian at this point, you know, maybe it's possible that he can actually, you know, get Christian out and, eventually, you know, just, like, he, like, this might be the time to get him out now. So, obviously, he told Alec that maybe it's best to get out Christian, you know, maybe get out Christian, who's a big threat. Alec said it's not good for his game. Mike, obviously, talking to Angelina and a bunch of the others about, you know, getting Christian out. I think they were all on board for it, you know, but you never know. Survivor, it changes from time to time. It does change quite a lot. Angelina said she is the decoy to get out Christian, so obviously she's supposed to be the target, but technically Christian's the one that is going to be targeted and voted out of the game. So meeting challenge, they have to stand on a perch while they are handling a boy or some sort, or some kind of ball with handles, so handles kind of go right into the holes and they have to hold it as long as they can. So that is the challenge. I guess the last person standing wins immunity, safe from tribal council. The others will go into tribal council. Someone will be voted out of this game. And so the last time they had this challenge was in Survivor Ghost Game Changers, was it? No, it wasn't Game Changers, was it? Was it Game Changer or was it Ghost Island? No, Game Changers. It was Game Changers, where Brad Culpepper won the challenge within 23 minutes. So I think they broke it, this challenge. I think they actually broke the challenge where I think it was less than 23 minutes. I think I might have to look at online, because that would be interesting to find out, see if they actually broke it. They actually broke that time, but I'll check and let you guys know next week. I'll put a note on my whiteboard for next week and let you guys know indefinitely what is what with that. So, and then, so Kara was in trouble and out. Allison is in trouble and, Christian is out. Ellison drops is now. Davey, John, Gabby, Carl were all out. Carl was shaking. And then Alec losing his grip, and he's out. Mike is out. And then, obviously, it was a long way when Culpepper won it last. So, obviously, I think it was definitely quicker. I think it was much quicker this is much quicker than when it was in Game Changers with Culpepper. Angelina was wobbling but recovered. Nick dropped. He's out. Dan, and then it was Goliath versus Goliath, and then, Dan was with a nice recovery. Angelina, you know, was twitching. Angelina slipping out of the hole, and she drops. Dan wins individual immunity, so it was pretty quick challenge. It was probably the quickest challenge I had ever seen on Survivor, ever. And then, Dan said, Dan said back at camp that he did not want Angelina to win immunity, so obviously she did not want to win immunity this time around. And then John talking about, you know, get out Angelina. John said, Goliath, we are sticking together, we're gonna vote out Christian, so obviously they are talking about getting out Christian at this point. And then Dan said her name was out there, and obviously I guess they want to get her out. Nick said we have to get out Angelina next get out Angelina next in this game, so obviously she is on the radar for the next, when they start voting, like, the next vote, obviously, they are going to be targeting her neck indefinitely. Also, what if, Christian has an idol? They doubted it. Obviously, he does not have an idol. We've been keeping track all season. My whiteboard here tells me exactly who has what, and I gotta put in the idol notifier, and also the extra vote, or the steal the vote, which is, by Nick, who has that. So they have both of those still in the game. Obviously, they still have that very much active in the game. So he doesn't have an idol, so he has no idol. He's safe at this point. They have to get Angelina out. So they're still gunning for Angelina. Angelina is still on the radar of getting out at this point. So Alex said Mike is worried about Christian. Obviously, Nick to Christian. said that they're lying to you. Christian, you know, has obviously, you know, he's obviously, Christian said he has no idol, no immunity, he's not safe. So obviously he's not a big threat at all. Christian is not a big threat. Like, he has no idol, he has no immunity, he has not won a challenge. He's been sitting pretty for a while in this game as well. So Davey said, why vote out Christian when he's done nothing so far? Obviously he's not done anything. He has not really made a big move. He's been just sitting kind of behind the scenes at the moment, so to speak. You know, he has just been very, very quiet right now, especially with the fact that you know, like, he's like the covert op of getting people out, I guess. But he's still in the alliance. Don't forget, he is in the alliance at this point, and he has the alliance of six that he is with, so he still has an alliance. It's just, you know, he's not a big threat. He's not won challenges. No idols to worry about at this point, so he is doing good so far. So, obviously, they could use the extra vote, so, you know, kind of sway it so they can get Angelina out. Mike said he could get the extra vote, and nobody would, Nick, not Mike. Nick said he can use the extra vote, and nobody would really know. You know, it was him, obviously, and he is so under the radar right now, nobody will vote him out. Tribal Council, you know, what went down after the last Tribal Council, they were talking about, you know, what was said from Angelina as well. Also talking about amongst the Davids, Angelina is the crack in the, I guess, in everything that's going on right now. And then why keep the Goliaths at seven? Mike said Davids have an impact in the last Tribal Council. They'll have an impact in this Tribal Council. Obviously, Elizabeth, there was a crack. Angelina spilled all the secrets. So obviously, we were talking about that earlier, where the secrets were completely out. And also, you're gonna give or take some as well. And then also, John said he is there to get out threats in this game. Christian said that he hasn't, you know, come out as a threat at this point, which is true. That's totally true. He is definitely not a threat at this point. And then there will be consequences after the vote. And then also, Angelina was arguing that Christian is the bigger threat at this point. True, but what has he really done? That's the question. What has he really done? He has not really done much. He's an alliance, yes, I realize that. But, you know, I don't know what else, like, he's done during this game. Like, he hasn't made, well, he's probably making moves, but I mean, he's not, you know, he's staying under the radar at the moment. And then they had the vote. Obviously, Davey stood up and didn't say anything at first, but he said that he's gonna play the idol for Christian. Angelina said please to Dan. Dan plays his idol for Angelina, so now Christian and Angelina are safe. And then they did the read of the votes. And then it was astonishing. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Seven Christian does not count. And then we had 2 Angelinas do not count. I was thinking, this is going to be a historic moment on Survivor again, because nobody had votes against them, because it doesn't count, because they have idols. So they would have to revote, and Angelina and Christian would not be able to be voted for, obviously. But they had 1 John vote. The 9th person voted out of Survivor, gave her the glass, and 2nd member of the jury was John. I was not expecting it, and you probably heard me squeaking the marker earlier. I was crossing out John's name on the list for Survivor David versus Goliath, and now I am down to 2 females and 3 males on my list. Well, I'm gonna be losing more probably down the road, so you never know. But yeah, that's the first of the guys I've had on my picks that have been voted out. The guys have been sitting pretty lately. I noticed the guys have been sitting very, very good lately too. So next week, there will be a bad breakup. Gabby said, come to the good side, pay the price. And then also, then the always trust is, broken. So I guess there will be some trust that will be broken as well. So that will be an interesting episode indeed. And I can't wait. I can't wait for episode number 9 next week. And that will be fun. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. tuning in to this episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed. Also, coming up this weekend, instead of Saturday for the CBOTW show, it'll be on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern due to me with a commitment. And as I'm going to be, I have a prior commitment. I will be out of town. I will not be available. I probably will not have a chance. I might have a chance to do it, but I might have it ready Saturday night for all we know. But I just don't want to, you know, take a risk and say commit to Saturday night. So I've decided Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It will be out. The Last Man Standing for the CBOTW show. We don't have anything else happening with CBOTW show yet. I will let you guys know probably in a week or two with the Power Ranger podcast when we will be recording those as well, because we are getting close and to the nitty gritty of finishing up Power Rangers. Power Rangers Turbo. I'm almost done finishing those. I'll be taping up the notes and then I'll talk to Larry and then set a date. But I will let you know when we're recording and hopefully when it'll be out as well. Also, if you wanted to, you can follow me on social media. Keep up with the updates on the podcast and any updates or changes to the schedule. Also, some behind the scenes looks as well. And yes, I've been hitting stuff with this podcast. You guys will have to wait and see what it will be down the road. All right. Until then, I'll see you guys next week. I'll see you Sunday on the CBOTW show if you're going to tune into that. Until then, see you next week right here on Everything About TV. Have a good weekend. Good starting week. See you guys next week. Bye for now.